A letter grade for that new car?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Whenever I go to the auto dealer, usually the first place I check out is the car window. That sticker price gives me a good idea of whether that car is right for me, price-wise anyway. Well, now the Obama administration, wants to add another sticker to that window. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us from our New York studio with more to talk about this. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hi, Steve.
Don't we already have environmental stickers on the window?
We do, but those are just average miles per gallon and an annual fuel cost. What the government wants to do is give cars a letter grade so that consumers will be able to make choices that the EPA says will be better for consumers' wallets and for the environment. Government officials say that because of fast-changing auto technology, they want people to be aware of the latest advances and which cars are most fuel efficient. So, for example, every electric car would be either an A or an A-plus or an A-minus, and larger vans and SUVs might be C's or D's. And one other thing, Steve, the cars would have a label that tells you how much you'd save in gas money over a five-year period.
All right. So how are the automakers taking this news, Jeremy?
Well, one industry group released a statement, and it said basically that cars are complicated things, and giving a passing or failing grade based on just one aspect is a bit simplistic. But I spoke with Peter Wells, who co-directs the Center for Automotive Industry Research at Cardiff University in the UK, and he says there's not much automakers can do about this.
This is the future. We do all have to do more in this area, and vehicle manufacturers are going to have to get used to the idea that increasingly their products are going to be ranked and compared in fuel economy terms.
But Steve Wells said that putting letter grades on vehicles is not a silver bullet to get all Americans to start driving hybrid cars anytime soon. And this is just a proposal. There's going to be a 60-day comment period first.
Certainly. All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
We got word today the banking industry posted its highest quarterly earnings since 2007. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, those who oversee the industry, said overall banks made more than $21.5 billion from April to June of this year. But the number of troubled banks went up by more than 50. A little-known provision squeezed into the financial reform bill before passage now threatens to make for a PR nightmare in the corporate world. Publicly traded companies are on the hook to release a ratio between the salaries of their chief executives and their average worker. Now, some companies are gearing up to ask the Securities and Exchange Commission to tone the law down, citing all the paperwork involved. But worker advocates say it'll show just how big the pay disparity between CEO and average worker has gotten. Francisco Guerrera is a reporter for the Financial Times. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time. This isn't a surprise, this pushback from companies. Why would this rule be such a headache?
They claim, well, two things. One is they say it's too complicated to comply with, and two, it's useless. So they say it costs a lot of money to comply with a rule that says you have to give the ratio of the pay of the CEO to the pay of the average employee. So you have to calculate the pay of all the employees, and that, they say, takes a lot of time and money. Second thing it says is not going to add anything to the sum of human knowledge. They say that investors don't want to know that, and nobody else cares about the difference between the CEO and the average employee.
Does anybody care?
I think, in particular, union-backed pension funds care, right? So the labor unions want to know, you know, if the CEO is overpaid, and more importantly, if the workers are underpaid. So there is a sliver of the investor base that actually cares about this kind of ratio.
You know, I'm curious, Francisco, will this have an effect on how companies pay their CEOs? Are there going to be just like backroom deals or under-the-table stuff?
No, I think what's going to do, though, is it's going to put yet another spotlight on the way CEOs are paid, right? There's a lot of complaints about the way CEOs have been paying themselves for the past few years. And this adds just another layer of complication and another layer of public scrutiny to the way they're paid.
Is the the SEC, is it going to back off on this?
No, they can't really back off. It's in the law now. But the SEC is charged with writing the detailed rules for this. So what companies are lobbying for is a dilution of some of the rules and trying to make it easier on themselves in terms of how you calculate the ratio.
All right.
And how you go about doing this.
Indeed. Reporter Francisco Guerrera from the Financial Times in New York. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Let's check the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The S&P up about 0.5%, the NASDAQ 0.25%, and the Dow now higher, up 61 points, 10,071. European shares were mixed Today, in Japan's Nikkei fell more than 3.5%. Investors are still worried about the value of the yen versus the dollar and whether that's going to hurt exports.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
India's economy has grown at almost 9% between April and June. Now, that's the fastest rate in more than 2 years there. And economists say it means the country's recovering from the global downturn ahead of most of the world, but there could be problems ahead, as the BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Calcutta.
The 8.8% growth rate is evident throughout India. Walk around any city here, and you'll see loads of building and construction work. Vikas Pota advises companies on how to do business in India.
If you're sitting in the West, it's astronomical, it's spectacular. But if you look at it from an Indian perspective, it's to be expected. India's been growing at this rate or thereabouts for the last 5 years. And I think they'll be disappointed that I haven't hit the 9% mark.
But with high inflation and interest rates rising, analysts expect the Indian economy to slow down. Many here are also worried about the impact a double-dip recession in the U.S. economy may have, as much of India's outsourcing revenue comes from the U.S. In Calcutta, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.
And finally, in professional football, some players insure their body parts against all sorts of injuries on the field. Arms, knees, feet. Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Polamalu has even taken out insurance on his hair. His 3-foot-long curly black mane is a target for any other player wanting to pull him down. And that hair is also used off the field on television commercials like this one.
Tell us about the goal line stand.
Well, I owe my great hair to Head and Shoulders. It's for more than just dandruff.
That's not what I asked, Troy.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And he's pushing Head and Shoulders shampoo. Well, Head and Shoulders, the company, Procter & Gamble, took out the $1 million policy through Lloyd's of London. Guarding, you could say, against tight ends and split ends. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Download the podcast while you're there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.